here's a story from The World.
Worldwide, another sad marker in the pandemic. More than 4 million deaths due to COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins. As countries struggle to acquire vaccines, and in many places struggle to convince people to take the vaccines, there are persistent day-to-day problems people are facing in trying to make decisions about their future. For international college students in the U.S., that means navigating the new bureaucracy around COVID-19. As The World's Alana Gordon reports, it's putting stress on young people around the world, as well as on the universities that rely on their tuition dollars.
Abdullah Jamel Alel was psyched about heading to the U.S. last fall to start college at the University of San Francisco. The pandemic threw a wrench in that.
Things didn't go to plan, and I had to take online school back home.
Home is Saudi Arabia, which is 10 hours ahead of San Francisco. So?
Classes started at 3 a.m., so I basically flipped my day around. I sleep in the day and wake up at night just for school. So I had no social life.
All he wanted to do was be on campus. During that time, he tried to secure a travel visa. His appointment kept getting canceled. Then his passport got delayed. By the time he received it, Saudi Arabia had closed its borders. He applied for permission to leave as a student multiple times. Rejected, rejected, rejected.
I mean, right now I'm laughing about it because I'm here. I'm in San Francisco.
He finally made it and cannot wait for the fall semester. But for many international students, the pandemic has put their lives and education in flux. They previously made up about 5% of overall enrollments at U.S. universities and contributed billions of dollars in tuition. One analysis found their enrollment fell by at least 15% last year.
I've been here for 24 years, and certainly last year was unlike anything else, but this year is still not normal.
Megan Amuzu is director of admissions at International House in New York City. It runs a dorm for hundreds of grad students from around the world, and it's been closed. Amuzu says they're reopening August 1st.
There's still a good deal of uncertainty in terms of whether people will be able to get visas to be able to come here. I think there's also a lot of waiting till the last minute. So it's all very up in the air.
Along with visas and housing, students now have to plan for something else. A growing number of universities, nearly 600 now, have enacted a new requirement to return to class, being fully vaccinated against COVID-19. That can be complicated for international students. In many countries, vaccines are scarce, or the ones that are available aren't approved in the U.S. Dr. Marla Gold is Senior Vice Provost for Community Health at Drexel University in Philadelphia. She says they had to really think this through for international students when they imposed a vaccine mandate.
We took the stance, as others have, that we would look at the World Health Organization's list, which is updated frequently. And if the WHO had finalized an acceptance of an international vaccine, that we would accept it here, regardless of whether it was authorized in the U.S. or not.
For those who've gotten a shot that's not approved in the U.S., like Sputnik V, Gold says at Drexel, students will have to get revaccinated with an approved shot. The CDC recommends waiting about a month to do that.
So we have sent a survey out to our international students saying, can you give us some idea of where you are in this? We know you may not be able to access it. We know that you may be nervous. You know, we're here for you. Let us know, because they have to arrive early, they have to be tested on arrival, and then they'll get tested again around day 5 and complete a 7-day quarantine.
Every single university can have, theoretically, a different policy. And that creates chaos.
Sudhanshu Kaushik directs the North American Association of Indian Students.
Different colleges and universities are doing different things. Stanford is providing specific dorms and areas where you will quarantine. Some institutions are not doing that. Some, you know, institutions are providing online classes, and others are saying, oh, you'll just have to do another online semester, which people don't want to do.
Kaushik, an NBA student, formed the group last year right as the pandemic was starting. He was overwhelmed with all the students reaching out to him for support.
I actually dropped out of school to do this.
At first, he says students were just scrambling as campuses shut down. Fast forward, the situation has been especially hard for students in India. The massive outbreak there canceled required school exams. Vaccines are in short supply, and in some cases, the only option is a shot that's not approved elsewhere. So students are having to navigate all this on top of the tricky travel and visa logistics.
I would say that the eagerness to come is still there. But I know many students who basically have gotten just worn out of all these issues and they've deferred or they've just let go of their admission.
Kaushik says universities must be proactive in supporting international students who need flexibility as they plan their returns. That includes making the quarantine and vaccination process easy and accessible. Having these kinds of resources are essential to ensuring safe, thriving, and truly global campuses this fall. For The World, I'm Alana Gordon.